We're learning that the shooter who killed three children and three staff at the Covenant School in Nashville on Monday legally bought at least seven guns, though the shooter's parents thought their child, who was being treated for an emotional disorder, shouldn't have any. And today there's widespread praise for the Metro Nashville Police Department, whose officers were on the scene within 10 minutes, and the department, in a move for transparency, released body cam footage yesterday. We want to focus on the police actions for a few minutes, so a warning. We're going to play a little of the video sound as officers run through the school, weapons drawn, following shots fired upstairs up to the shooter. This is excruciating. You can hear gunfire. So if there's somebody who shouldn't be listening, maybe turn away. We feel this sound is important for our discussion.
Keep pushing. Go. Shots fired, shots fired, shots fired, move.
Officers killed that shooter within 4 minutes of entering the building. James Bernard Pratt is an associate professor of criminal justice at Fisk University in Nashville. So, Professor, both a resident and a professional, I'm going to ask you to put your professional hat on first. This has been devastating to watch. But what do you see as a professor of criminal justice?
So I'm seeing a couple of things. I'm seeing that this institution was target hardened. There was a difficult time getting into the building, but we also see that the gun person used their gun to break in. So target hardening was insufficient. But we also see that the police acted with swift and direct action to subdue the force. And so we're happy to see that part occur, but it's unfortunate that this situation occurred in the first place.
Oh, just terrible. Look, as a civilian, I see a couple other things on this video, which is from officers Rex Engelbert, by the way, a 4-year veteran on the force, and Michael Colazzo, a 9-year veteran. So these are veterans. And one of these veterans, their body cam is showing them pushing other officers in front of them, you know, pushing them on the shoulder, pushing them forward. Talk about that moment, which, you know, from the Columbine shooting where officers stood outside, it was determined, no, officers have to run towards a shooter. Talk about how that feels for a younger officer and how they have to be trained to do that.
So I think for any person in a dangerous situation, we have our fight and flight, right? So I think those officers were trying to navigate that balance in that situation while also being mindful of the duties that they had to these young people and these people that were working in this school. And so there is tension there to act or not act. So they had to make snapshot decisions to ensure that no one else was harmed in this situation.
With sometimes, as I said, a shove. I mean, literally shoving the officers to keep going forward. The Metro Nashville Police Department put selections, it's not all of the body camera footage, on their Twitter feed. We will link people at hereandnow.org. But we wondered if one of the reasons it was released so quickly, because it is traumatic to watch it. You wonder what's around every corner. It is not a video game. It is real. And we wondered if they might have posted it because of the widely criticized police response to the shooting in Uvalde, Texas last year. Police there, the footage was of them standing in the hall of an elementary school, waiting 77 minutes before going towards a shooter. Mm-hmm. What were your thoughts on the contrast?
So absolutely. I think that given Uvalde and given the current kind of wave of people really critiquing what the police duty is and the value of police in our society, I think they wanted to demonstrate that they're trying to do their best and that they have a value proposition that exists. Now, I think that we also have to think about preventative and other systematic actions to attend to these issues before they happen.
Will someone like you use this video to teach?
Absolutely not. I won't use this video in my particular classes. I will talk and describe the video in my policing and technology course, but I think that it's important for students to not to be desensitized to violence. In a graduate level course, maybe we would interrogate the video and work through it using the tools that we have, but I think it's important for students to get a holistic view and to protect them against some of these situations, particularly the students here at Fisk in Nashville.
You're saying you won't use this to teach because it's real and you don't want students to be desensitized. Do you think there's a question about whether the police should have released the tape?
You know, I think that police have a job to ensure their perception is one that's stable. And in order to do that, they have to demonstrate what work on the job looks like. I've gone on ride-alongs. I've interviewed chiefs and all of these things. So I think that they showing the video, I can't make a judgment or a value statement on should they or shouldn't they have, but I see why they did it, so to speak.
Well, and maybe it's the media's job not to play it over and over and over and over and over again.
Exactly. Yes.
And what about you? You know, you live there. You're watching this tape. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, it's transparent. That's great. But are people traumatized by this?
Absolutely. I mean, for me as a criminologist who's been studying these things for around 15 years, I would dare to say I've become desensitized to a degree where I expect other things like this to happen because we have so slowly moved in order to regulate or change the nature of our society. Being in Nashville, being a criminal justice professor and working in Homeland Security, it does shock me because my wife is a teacher. I have family in law enforcement. And so it does shock me. But I dare to say I'm not shocked that this happened.
James Bernard Pratt, Associate Professor of Criminal Justice at Fisk University there in Nashville. Thank you.
Thank you.